This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, I've been sitting on this album for a while. A good friend, Mr. Jeff Worley, of course, founding member of Jackal, author, artist, and a few months back, he said, I want you to hear this, Worley the Pirate Project that we've been working on, he and his brother, and sent it to me via a Dropbox app. And so I just started going through it, and I've already found the stuff I love, right? We got a taste of it when Jeff's daughter came out and did Fat Ride, and it was really good. The song was just astonishing. Like, it is such a great, weirdo, crazy, big rock and roll song. Everything from samples to saxophones in it, and it's side. She walked out on stage. I didn't realize she's a senior in high school.
I would not have guessed that at all.
Owned it like she'd been doing this all her life. Big, white, and shiny, white as snow. My baby's fueled up, she's ready to go. White walls brimming, 6 inches wide. A suicide shifter and a power glide. Cold winds blowing under my hair. Everywhere I go, people stop and stare. But it seems they're really me. Just couldn't be more fun, more rock and roll. And, but the first single ended up being a song with a completely different singer because, goddamn, Worley. And it's really good. The video turns out great. The video, I'm going to let Jeff come on and explain because it's such a great idea and it's so ridiculous and it fits in with our show. And the old term that we've bounced around on this show for years called Scratcher Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Scratcher Rich is what any of us would be if we ever came into money.
Yeah.
Scratcher, like as in the ticket,
mm-hmm.
as in you'd blow through it as fast as you possibly could with the most ridiculous things, because those are the things you wanted all your life anyway, right? Country Gangster is that song. So. My favorite, right at the beginning of the song, is a great line. I'm a grown-ass man with a half-ass plan.
Man with a half-ass plan.
name of the song is Country Gangster. It's out now. You can download it. You can check out the video.
Our next guest is a musician, author, and artist who has been a friend of the show since 1994 when we first met him as guitarist for the band Jackal. His name is Jeff Worley.
Just because I'm drunk don't mean you're right. I'm a hanging loose and you're wound up tight.
You can buy his artwork through his website, worleythepirate.com. He authored the book, No Filter, Stories Better Left Untold, as well as co-authoring the book, Dog Eat Dog, A Rockstar's Guide to a Healthy Life While Being the Life of the Party. But today, he's here to talk about his new musical project, Worley the Pirate, and the new single that just dropped this past Friday, Country Gangster, available on Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, and more. Please welcome one-time friend of the show, Jeff Worley.
Mr. Jeff Worley, how are you this morning?
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, man?
What are you doing, brother, man? Congratulations on the new song, the new video, the new album.
Well, thank you.
Worley the Pirate gets birthed out into the great cold world, man. You got to be excited.
It was a long time coming.
Yeah.
And we are excited. We've been waiting forever to get it out. You know, we worked on it for about 2.5 years once we made the decision, me and my brother, to venture out into something, because you got to realize we've only been in Jackal since we were just basic kids.
Right.
You know, I drew that logo when I was in the 9th grade. Okay. So if people that love us or hate us, they know us.
Yep.
And when you do something like Jackal and it's extreme and the way we've been for our career, we just couldn't see doing a side project like everybody else would do. Just go get this guy or that guy. Nothing wrong with that. But we can't work. We don't work well without people we don't know for 30 years. And we barely work well together, but we had to build our own studio. And we've chronicled this story too. You know, we just couldn't go into a regular studio and make this record because it was too time consuming.
Yeah.
Because of all the tracks and everything that we over the years wanted to get out of our system that, you know, you caught right off the bat. That's why I saw it. Sent it to you first. Because I knew you would let me know the truth, because I knew we were taking a step. You know, when you go from Jackal to saxophones.
Yeah. Yeah, but it sounds killer. Like, I mean, listen, I just want my rock and roll to be fun. I want it something you get a little dirty in the back seat to. I want it to make your foot tap. I want it to take me somewhere. I don't want to be calmed down. I want to be sped up.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
And we did basically... it sounds funny, but it's true. We did a lot, 99.9% of everything we learned in our 30 years in being a major labels and everything from tour and everything we've ever done. Everything we learned on this, we did the opposite.
Well, of course you did.
Just like the Seinfeld. Remember when George decided to do the opposite and got the job and cussed out Steinbrenner? Okay, that's what we did. There's no reason. I want to be consistent in our inconsistencies.
That's right. Why
I used several singers. That's why my daughter's on there. We have that vision from the start. I didn't want a regular band. I wanted to cross between the Hollywood Vampires and, dare I say, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Right.
Except for this ship, we can sail year-round. Not just at Christmas.
Right, right. Well, look, it's got everything in it. Look,
That was the deal.
And I don't want to give away too much of the record, but there's some stuff. Like, there's a guitar piece you put on there that is so beautiful and so well done, and it is absolutely nothing like the rest of the album, but it fits in its insanity. And where you go, wow, this is really amazing guitar playing. Like, it's a level that even I haven't sat down with you one-on-one long enough to hear you go through something as intricate as that. I mean, it's really beautiful, man.
I appreciate that. It was just, man, people need to understand that there's a lot of guys like me out there that once you get it, you know, I love what we do. Don't get me wrong, Jackal, I love it and everything we've done, but, you know, once you create a sound, you kind of have to, you know, on this, I was able to do every stupid thing I'd ever suggested, but now
right.
I can do it because I own the damn place and it's my record. So now if it goes bad, it's on me and my brother, nobody else. You know what I mean? We made every decision. Let's just go wild.
Yeah.
You know,
well, look, it's fun. Your daughter walked out in it. Let me tell you, we got to talk about her. She was Emma. I thought for whatever reason, I think what just because of the way she carried herself on stage, I thought she was 22 or 23 years old. And the reason that distinction comes about is she walked out. You guys did Fat Ride and she owned it like she'd performed it 2 million times with that same band on stage in front of crowds for years. It was astounding how fearless she is.
That she is. Well, with be fairness, she's been in front of crowds for years because from the time she was 5 till she was 15, she won championships clogging. You know what that is? It's country dancing. Nobody knows what the hell that is.
I know what clogging is. That's wooden shoes. That's Dutch wooden shoes. I know very much what that is, but my pause was because I've known you for 30 years, and you never told me your daughter was a championship clogger.
Yes, but the whole time she was a championship clogger, she's also a double black belt in what's called Kuk-Sul-Won, which is Korean martial arts.
Right.
So she split those two, but she's always been, she's more talented than any of us because she just got that kind of gift. And she's also been playing piano her whole life. You know, my thing was, as a parent, you know, is I've always thought we got to keep them busy. You got to keep them busy. And if it's not going to be athletics,
yeah.
She was more interested in stuff. And she's also been in the theater. So a few nights before she got on stage and with us in Kansas City,
right.
She had been in front of about 1,000 people delivering 30 minutes by herself, standing up in some kind of Christmas
presentation, like a pageant.
She's been an actress, so she's been, and I never pushed her to none of this. She's just been kind of groomed, and now she has no fear for none of that. She's, you know.
Well, she's got dad's crazy creativity and mom's slightly less crazy and wonderful good looks.
Yes. Thank God for that.
Right? And you, let me go backwards. This is just another rabbit hole, but I got to know, how in the F did you start your daughter clogging? I mean, for those of you who don't know, we're talking about the wooden shoes, right? Jeff, I'm not misunderstanding this.
They're not wooden shoes.
I thought clogging was that.
No, clogging is the southern, let me tell you. This will tell you what you need to know.
Okay.
You know where the championship's held? Dollywood. You've never had a day of hell till you went to a clogging championship weekend, mind you. At Dollywood.
Is clogging Southern? It said the term stuck. The media used the term in documenting the performance, the step dance, emerging from Southern mountains known as clog dancing in the mid-1930s. Another innovator emerged to help propel mountain-style dancing. Is this the same dancing that we're talking about with the Dancing Outlaw?
Yes, but it's more choreographed. Like you take, here's what it is for the Southern people. It's big time, dude. And let me tell you something. I could send her to Harvard what it takes for 1 year of clogging. That's the most expensive thing out there. Dude, I'm telling you, a weekend is you spending $5,000.
Yeah.
I don't know. And these people out there, these families that don't have any means are literally staying in campers. I've never seen nothing like you can do a reality show about it.
Dude,
but that being said, you go to Dollywood for the championship for the weekend, but it's choreographed. So it's kind of like these cheerleading, you see, where all the mothers come out and scream.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you take that with your boy dancing.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's Southern, but what they do is, hold on, my brother coming here. Don't cut nothing off. We're in the studio. Blasted about 2 seconds. I'm on the phone with Johnny. Say hey to Johnny.
Hey, Chris. Hey, brother.
Here it is. But what you do is they choreograph everything, and they dance choreograph through songs like down and down, 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 okay, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then you get a breakout. So they'll choreograph a dance, and then each member of a 24-member team or 12 or whatever steps out, and you do your solo. So like a guitar solo, right?
Right.
And then they're judged on that. through your trophies. We got a mountain of them darn things. But it comes in handy. Yeah, if she gets the part now in a movie where they need a clogger, she can raise her hand.
That is absolutely insane. Like, I don't think you and I have ever had a conversation that I didn't walk away going, how in the hell did I miss that the last time? Like, literally, every conversation we have, something crazy and new comes out of you. And it's always real and interesting. Like, there's never downtime in the world of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're just joining the show, Jeff Wehrle, guitar player, founding member of Jackal. He's got a new project called Wehrle the Pirate, which we can go down that wormhole. We were talking one day about where you live in the Carolinas and that it was a hotbed of piracy back in the
day. Right.
And you, turns out, we start really looking into it. You're a direct descendant of Wehrle the Pirate himself. Like
Richard Wehrle, yes.
Richard Wehrle, who... I mean, it explains so much about so many things about you, my friend. Like it's amazing. When that light went on, like it changed things.
Dude, you started that shit. How long was it ago? 10, 15 years? You sent me that text one morning.
Yeah.
And said, you need to look at this. And then I did. But then I put my mother on it. And she went all the way back to the 1400s. We connected all the dots. And then the whole thing was, Richard Wehrle wasn't a famous pirate. He only was a pirate professionally for 3 weeks. Until he got killed in Charleston Harbor. And here's how he got killed in Charleston Harbor. He was surrounded. They had him surrounded. And instead of going out to sea, he turned around and went right back in. Sounds familiar.
Right.
But that being said, he was credited for flying the first and creating the first Jolly Roger.
That's right.
So immediately upon us confirming that 5 times back, Richard Wehrle is our grandfather, great-grandfather, ever had 5 times 5, I went to my lawyer and said, man, can we get everybody that's ever drew or had a skull and crossbones and make them pay us? My inner Gene Simmons came out. Because Gene stood and lectured us on that once, and I thought, oh, my God, and it, apparently, it'd be a big thing to try to do. So.
Sure. No, but that's just, this is what I'm talking about. There's never downtime. So this Wehrle the Pirate musical project is, you grab Emma, you grab your daughter, you grab a guy you know in the city, a kid who can rap. You get another singer, and you start to put this music together. Now, the whole album is coming out May 24th, and it is across the board just fun, man. It's just a fun record of big rock and roll songs. It's not going to be for everybody, but it's going to hit, and nobody's going to call it, you're not chasing some flavor of the week. You're not trying to become something that you're not. This is as pure a Wehrle thing as I think I've ever heard.
That, dude, I appreciate that. That's not what our goal was to know. We're kind of free in the fact that we do have a very, very hard and long day job.
Yeah.
We got Jack, and that in itself freed us up to not have to worry about nothing but just to make this thing and have fun. And I want to say this real quick. The rapper people will hear on there is not just some kid He's my little brother-in-law. That's Lisa's little brother from New York, Spitzwell.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. I'd forgotten that.
Okay, and he moved to Atlanta, and he writes beats, and he's you can YouTube him. Me and him had talked for years about doing it, but he was, he's much younger than us, and I brought him over. So it's a lot like the Partridge Family.
If it's crazy, if you're was insanity, like you guys, people who don't know, everybody still lives in the compound, right? Like you still have the Whirly Land.
Okay. Yes. I live in the house me and my brother grew up in. I never been out of that house since I was a baby. And then we built my dad a new house on the lake. We live on Lake Hartwell in South Carolina. Me and my brother split plot land on each side. When you turn on the road to come out of our complex, you're only surrounded by my cousins, my son's house, my cousins. You come down the hill. There's my house that me and my brother grew up in, which I've added to. It was a little small, but I wanted the land when I bought it. We built my dad a new house on the lake down at the bottom. Gage, Chris's son, who plays the country gangster in the video, lives across from me on Chris's land on the other side of the road. You go down, there's Chris's house. And then you go down another about 100 yards, and then my mom's new place that we put her in is right there because she's 82 years old.
That's right. That's right.
And then you're in the water. So, yes. Dude, so it's the whole Whirly compound from beginning to end. And, and I want to say this so the God hears it. And I've said it to everybody. When we were little, we was in starting a band here. It's really Bible. And my grandmother's strict Southern Baptist, and they just didn't get it. And if you played anything loud, it was devil worshiping music. And I said I would never live here. To hell with it. When I got out, it was, I'm going to stay out. I made about 2 tours around the world, and I said, to hell with that. And I bought the place.
That's
and
right.
And Chris bought it and said, we were born in paradise, and we're going to die in paradise.
And it's
so
real.
That's that story in a nutshell, yes.
And people, I try to explain to them, I go, you don't understand how smart and truly creative and bat-ass crazy all rolled into one. And that's what makes it so entertaining and so interesting to be anywhere near you guys. Like, it could be anything. Like, when you jumped into painting, your paintings have a very distinct, an artist will try all their life to try to get a feel that people go, this is a Banksy, this is a whatever. But you immediately captured it, knew what you wanted to do, and you go at it wholeheartedly. Come hell or high water, whether people love it or hate it, you always know what you want to do. And it's interesting to me, like this video for Country Gangster, that we have a thing we always bounce around, that we're what you call scratcher rich. Like, God forbid one of us hits a pretty good-sized scratcher ticket, the money's going to be gone instantly because we're going out, we're buying Ferris wheels, and, and I'm like, well, I always wanted miniature donkeys, and I'm going to need a dirt bike. And that's how it's going to go. So this video comes out, and it hits so hard with all of us because the video is built around the idea of a kid winning lottery money and going through it in one day. He's a country gangster.
Yes. And have you ever seen a movie? My original inspiration for this, except for I know people like this, and when you're in the business like I am, I know people that got a big check. I knew a fellow that got a check for $50,000 on Friday. And on Monday morning, he called me wanting to borrow $600 to pay his power bill. So, that being said, you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered with our friend Tom Green?
Hell yes.
The way he spent that money?
Yes.
On jewels and bullshit and sausages?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and then I know that can happen. So, yes, you nailed it when I heard you talking about it in the preamble to the show when I was on. You nailed it. That's exactly what that video is. And the song kind of, we ride through the United States and we go through big cities and then we go through little small towns. And I know there's the country gangster, the country part comes because we're Southern. But the gangster part, it all connects. I've seen country gangsters in California. I've seen country gangsters in Seattle. I've seen country gangsters in New York City. It's that kind of lifestyle that you see throughout the video. And that's just how we went with it.
Yeah, well, listen, we lovingly, that's known as white trash with cash.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
it. Notice the white trash was Emma and my wife, Lisa. I said, I got the perfect parts, and that's all family in that video.
Yep. Yes. The video is absolutely great. And it's got that same tongue-in-cheek, good fun as the song does, man. And so I'm really excited for the world to hear Country Gangster. You guys can get it on iTunes. You get it, anywhere you download. It's Whirly the Pirate. That's where you're going to find it. Whirly, W-O-R-L-E-Y, Whirly the Pirate. Or just go to whirlythepirate.com. It'll lead you there. But the rest of the album too, man, I can't wait for him to hear all of it just because I think it's an honest, good, fun record. Now, you know, God knows the world is can be cruel to true original, but it can also grab it and wrap its arms around it and make it something huge. So we'll just have to see. But it is 100% real, 100% original, and it is fun. It is a fun summertime. Let's drink some whiskey and blow something up type music.
Dude. Call me after this, and you can tell me how much I owe you for that.
No, man. Listen, we've known each other a long time, man. And
long time, baby. Almost grew up together. It's been 30 years almost now.
Yes, sir. And I love it for you, man. You know, we're both of us. We're all incapable of bull-essing each other. It's just, it is what it is, man. When it is good, it's good. When it's not so good, it's not so good. Listen, you remember the time we were laughing this weekend? We were getting drunk up in Des Moines. Bob had passed out on the picnic table. Jesse had had a snootful. And Jesse decided on She Loves My C to hand me the guitar. It got to the solo. Lord knows I can barely play the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And you look, dude, the best was you and Roman looking at me. I tried to hand the guitar back to Jesse as the solo came. He wouldn't take it back, and he yelled, "Effing go!" And it was like a bag of cats being beat to death with a hammer. And you looked at me and Roman, and you literally looked like the disappointment. You just went, "God damn."
Well, see, here's where you got it wrong. My disappointment wasn't in you. Yeah. Me and Roman was looking at each other thinking, "He can play better than Jack." So our disappointment was the fact that we even had him there in the first place.
Dude, it's been a long, crazy ride, man. And it looks like there's a lot more road out ahead, man. I'm really excited for Whirly the Pirate.
Well, that's why I use young singers. Me and my brother did our age, and our partner in this, and I want to say this real quick because I know you got to get on the show. It's me, my brother, and our buddy J.J. Woolbright, which is one of the most gifted, craziest musicians I've ever had. We just couldn't believe we were looked up. It was just divine intervention with that because you know how hard it would be to work with me and my brother. He stepped in, and he's like one of us. But we got, when we add their ages and my daughter at 17, and the two, and Nick, and then TJ, who's singing Country Gangster, is actually the new singer for Jesse, my son, Shaker, their band.
Which, by the way, that's a great band, Shaker. I've been following them on Instagram, and I
love
them.
Well, they got a new singer.
Okay.
And it's TJ, who sings Country Gangster and all the other kind of normal stuff. But my point is, when you put their ages together, and you take me and Chris's old ice, we bring the whole band down to about 28 years old. And we don't have to wear makeup and hide behind that because that's what we got. But that we just had fun with it, dude, and you nailed it, and you got it. And I knew you would,
yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Listen, I love it. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. Whirly the Pirate. You guys all check out the video. Go to whirlythepirate.com. Go check it out on iTunes. Check out the first single and watch. I'm telling you, pay for it now. Hit the download button so that automatically gets put into your system, into your phone, into your wherever you keep your music the day that it comes out, May 24th. And, man, I'm excited to see the whole thing and hear it in its form. And are you guys going to put it out on vinyl or is this going to be all digital?
Well, we're ever digital now. We got a great deal between Universal and Virgin. And it's not just like we put you. It's everywhere in the world. May 24th. Go to YouTube, Whirly the Pirate channel, and subscribe because it's going to be a lot. There's already a video on there for the song Human. That's on the record, which is a real harder thing. And people can go watch that. I snuck it in there before Christmas and didn't say a word. So actually, Country Gangster is the second video.
Excellent.
So you can go see that. But you go to YouTube, and it's on all digital platforms, the single. And the next video up and song is what you've been waiting for, Fat Ride.
Yeah, another great song, man. And so look, that video. I shot a little cell phone video of Emma and the Jackal Show doing Fat Ride. And tell me she doesn't look like a star, a straight star.
I'm so glad she ain't hearing this. creating Frankenstein's monster. Bride of Frankenstein. Right. Daughter of Frankenstein.
You well, look, man, I love you guys, man. And how's your girl? How's Miss Lisa?
She's great. We're all great down here, dude. We try to stay great. We don't really have no problems yet.
Yep.
We're doing great.
Good. I love you guys. Listen, I will catch up to you soon, my friend, and congratulations on Whirly the Pirate Country Gangster.
Thanks, Johnny. I love you, man. And all you guys there, thanks so much.
I love you. Stay there, man. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.